And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh. Our guests for today's Moment and Sound segment are not strangers to SDPB. They've been featured on SDPB's No Cover, No Minimum, and they were awarded Americana Album of the Year for 2015 by the Rural Roots Music Commission for Small Talk. And they play all over the region with shows coming up in Hardington, Nebraska and Yankton. We welcome Ted and Alice Miller. Thank you very much for joining us in our Vermilion studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is northeastern Nebraska a good place to write music and craft your art?
It sure seems like it's proven to be. Yeah, we've had some success with some lyrics coming out of that region, right?
Absolutely, especially being out in the country. We kind of like that, too.
Yeah. I was just going to ask that. You live in the country, so yeah. Does it sometimes paint a picture for you as you write?
I think it makes it easy for us to just use what we do each day. Inspiration, maybe.
Yeah, cool. Like ideas spark pretty effortlessly. You know, something just comes up. We don't have to worry about, oh, we're going to find something to write about today. It kind of happens.
As simple as birds at a bird feeder sometimes.
Yep, exactly.
We want to definitely talk about tonight's show in Hardington, Nebraska, but Moment and Sound is about music too. So if you would, let's get started with a song and go ahead and set it up if you'd like to.
Absolutely. This is actually the title track off our second album, Small Talk. And I guess to no surprise, it's the title track, so it's called Small Talk. We hope you enjoy it. 1, 2, 3, 4. What should I choose first? Worst of the best, or the best of the worst? And what's the difference between? The difference is between you and me. And well, what's new and exciting today? Not much here, nothing really to say. And no news.
No news.
This looks like trouble and a really rough crew. Are you lost? Nothing better to do. Good morning to good night.
To good night.
And being known.
And being known.
Just gonna small talk with myself tonight. Will we get the white stuff, or will the wind blow? Throwing darts, does the weatherman know? Good morning to good night.
To good night.
And being known.
And being known.
Just gonna small talk with myself tonight. Tonight.
Awesome. Ted and Alice Miller from Northeast Nebraska here for a Moment in Sound. Small Talk, title cut from, that was your latest CD?
That was actually the second to last.
Second to last, okay.
Yep, yep.
Now, your most recent is?
Called Adults Don't Speak.
Okay. Yeah. And that's really new, right? You just put that out?
November, right?
November,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. You guys are performing tonight now in Hardington, Nebraska at the Hardington Golf and Country Club. Is that right?
We
Absolutely.
Are.
Tell me more about this show, because it's not just you that'll be playing, but I'll let you guys fill me in here.
Well, we get to share a show with a talented Bob Walkenhorse from the Rainmakers. It's always fun when we get to share a show with him. He's such a great musical storyteller.
Yeah, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago we were able to get the Rainmakers to come to the Skylawn in Hardington. We all grew up in Hardington, and there's a rich music community in Hardington. So we we rallied together and got the Rainmakers to come up there, and we're blessed that a friendship formed after that. Now we're like musical friends as well as good friends, and it's great he's coming back.
That's amazing. So you just reached out to Bob at one point and asked him to come?
Yep, it actually wasn't me. It was my friend Carly that made the initial phone call to him down in Kansas City, and it was a very wise phone call to make because we gained a great friend and an artist that comes up and plays with us, and we go down there too. So.
That's really cool. You put me in touch with Bob actually too, mm-hmm. and the Rainmakers, for our listeners who may not remember, were on MTV, you know, back late 80s, yeah. early 90s, had a few hits. And I was in contact with Bob over email, and I said, Bob, you know what? I saw you guys open for Rush mm-hmm. back in 1988 at the Met Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. And he writes back, he said, good times.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really cool that you guys have developed a rapport and a friendship, and
absolutely.
It should be an outstanding show tonight. How is it that you came together? Was it through music, you and Alice?
No, we both grew up in Hardinton, okay. you know, and knew each other in high school, but I guess never officially dated in high school, whatever. It was after we had gone off to college and did all that stuff that we met. We actually met after that, and then the music thing just kind of happened naturally after that. So
I kind of joke about recently that if you would have told me when we first started talking that we were going to be playing music together, I probably would have ran away saying, sorry, Ted, I can't talk to you right now or whatever, because I get really nervous sometimes getting up on stage or getting in front of crowds of people is like a big fear for me. So
still?
It's getting a lot better. It's pretty fun.
Get through the first monster. Don't let her.
Yeah, get through the first couple songs. You know, get the jitters out of your system, and then it's a blast. But that's been my joke lately.
We always kind of say if you ever got up on stage and didn't get nervous, it'd probably be time to hang it up because you need that adrenaline and you need that excitement.
Yeah, there is definitely that.
Yeah.
Not only that, but a lot of artists and musicians say that when they're on stage, they're able to read each other's minds, or they have that sixth sense. Do you experience that with each other when you perform?
You know, I'm answering right
away.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would say absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, in the moment of each song or playing each song, like, we can read each other pretty well. So even if somebody changes things a little bit, the other one kind of follows along. So mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, absolutely.
I would agree.
Is that something that develops over time?
I was going to say that, yeah. Right, yeah. Right. That's not out of the gate.
Yeah.
That
right.
comes with time and, right. and familiarity. Yeah.
How about another tune from Ted and Alice Miller?
Sure. This one is off our most recent album. One that it's called Adults Don't Speak. It came out in November. But it's not the title track, Adults Don't Speak. We're going to do can we slow it down and do a little love song for you?
You guys are welcome to do whatever you want.
All right.
So.
This one is called Summertime Fades. Afternoon nap, whiskey nightcap,
early on my mind.
Firelight conversation,
subjects lost in the moonlight.
Critters living in my dirt floor grush,
they don't mean no harm.
They hung with us at dusk and dawn,
but now they've moved along.
It's just you and me now, baby. It's just you and me now, baby. When summertime fades away, now before I lose the train in my thoughts,
baby, I'm on the tracks with you.
Winter coming round, energy down,
I know we'll make it through.
It's just you and me now, baby. It's just you and me now, baby.
when summertime fades away. It's just you and me now, baby. It's just you and me now, baby. When summertime fades away. When summertime fades away.
Summertime Fades, Ted and Alice Miller. Moment in Sound here on In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Your voices meld really nicely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Very, very nice. When you sit down and write music, are you able to sit down together and write? Is that even possible to do writing like that?
I'd say that happens rarely. Yeah. That it's, you know, it's never a rehearsed moment of, honey, we're sitting down today from 6 to 7 and writing, you know. Usually an idea comes first or a riff, you know, and then I'd say it's gotten, you know, you talking about reading each other on stage. I think there's been a evolution of one person having an idea and things coming together quicker than maybe they did 3-4 years ago,
yeah.
Or, you know. But
generally there's an idea first and then a lot of times we'll kind of finalize that idea mm-hmm. together. But
and separation time is, yeah, you know, plays yeah. into the factor too. Like, okay, what am I thinking? And then we you know, you meet in the huddle again, I guess.
Yeah.
So
you have this nice Taylor in here, this acoustic guitar. Those are sweet.
Yeah, it's actually, I just recently bought this guitar, actually. Oh. It's kind of my workhorse. I have an old Martin D1.
Yeah.
That's always been my baby. And in my college days, it probably wasn't as responsible as I should have been, and it's had some work done to it. So that stays at home a little more, and this guy's kind of my workhorse. So.
You also, the No Cover, No Minimum episode that you recorded for SDPV-TV, are using the electric guitar quite a mm-hmm. bit as well. Do you have a preference between the two, or is it just, I like playing both?
I really like playing both, yeah. When they both have their wonderful place in the world, I think.
Mm-hmm. We have about 4 more minutes, and I was wondering if maybe you'd like to squeeze another song into that 4 minutes. Are we able to do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and do it then.
I think we'll, should I set it up a little bit too?
Go ahead.
Then?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, like I said, we grew up just over in Hardinton, and obviously we all know the Missouri River is just sitting a little south of us where we're sitting right now. Over there it was north, mm-hmm. but we were always on the river, you know, just always were growing up and everything. So it was only natural that we wrote a song about our little stretch of the river down there. So,
all right.
And this is actually off our very first album called Muscle, Bone, Skin, and Fat. And
this one's titled River.
This one's titled River, so I hope
all
you
right.
like it. All right.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. River runs, river flows, river gets high, then it gets low. Current's fast, current's slow, gates wide open, let it go. Well, it all comes and goes. Birds fly south, birds fly north, birds are flying back and forth. Day to night, night to day, angling down every which way. Well, it all comes and goes. Summertime, stars are bright, frogs are singing through the night. Snow's falling on the ground, nothing's moving around. Well, it all comes and goes. What you had yesterday, and how you look today. I heard a man say, the Lord did better anyway. Well, it all, it all, it all.
Ted and Alice Miller, Moment in Sound on In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Coming up on our hard break, I want to thank you guys very much for coming in. Ted and Alice Miller, along with Bob Wackenhorst, tonight at the Hardington Golf and Country Club in Hardington, Nebraska. And next Friday, and also May 5th with dates in Yankton, right?
Absolutely.
Your website, real quick.
TedandAliceMiller.com, a real easy one.
So. Awesome. Once again, thank you so much. Also, thank you to our other guest today, John F. Ross, and thank you very much to Chris Loffrey here at SDPB Radio.